We'll begin with hymn 541, verse 1. On May 1st, did you celebrate the National Day of Prayer? Wikipedia says, the National Day of Prayer is celebrated by Americans of many religions, including Christians of many denominations, including Protestants and Catholics, as well as Sikhs, Muslims, Hindus, and Jews. This is done in front of courthouses, as well as in houses of worship, such as churches, mosques, synagogues, and temples. Add to this the event that took place on February 6th, the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. Again, Wikipedia. It is designed to be a forum for the political, social, and business elite to assemble and pray together. The question is, how many of these prayers actually reach the ears of God? In the 49th chapter of his book, Isaiah writes, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear." All over the world, the prayers of people are rising like steam and evaporating into the air. No matter how fervent the prayer, it dissipates as soon as it leaves the mouth of the worshiper. As long as sin remains fixed in the heart of the worshiper, his prayers will never reach the ears of God. It doesn't matter how serious the person is or how many tears she sheds or how deeply he bows to the ground. As long as he clings to his sins, the prayers are empty words. And then there are the repetitious prayers, repeating the same thing over and over and over. Jesus says, "When you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words." When you open your computer, you expect to be able to access the internet. However, just having a computer does not guarantee access. So when it does not happen, you start to search for the problem. Is my cable plugged in? Is my Wi-Fi connected? In other words, you need a link, an open channel. Without it, you won't have access. So it is with God. We need an open channel so we can link up with God. Something that will break through this barrier that Isaiah was talking about, this barrier of sin between us and God. Listen to this. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let's hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted, like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." In the days of the Old Testament, the high priest passed through that veil inside the temple and entered into the Holy of Holies. Symbolically, he was entering into the presence of God in order to sprinkle atoning blood on the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant. We have a much greater high priest who has entered into the heavenly temple, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. It's not that long ago that we took note of the fact that after Jesus had shed his blood before God, the veil in the temple ripped in half from top to bottom. This signified that the way into the presence of God was open. Jesus opened a channel of communication with the Father. He is the channel. He is the link, the mediator between God and man. He is the stairway to heaven. Our text says, "Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear." Now, however, with Jesus, his face is not hidden from us. It is the amazing announcement that we find in the Aaronic benediction. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Lift up his countenance. You know what that means? The countenance of God is his face, or his facial expression. When you smile, your face is lifted up. Without Christ, God's face would be downcast, darkened with an angry frown. But with Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, things have changed. God now sees us as shiny clean, sparkling. He also sees us as being covered with the glory of Christ's righteousness. Therefore, when we pray, God wants us to see him with his countenance lifted up with a joyful smile. Those who reject Jesus' blood and righteousness remain pitch black with sin. God looks at them with an angry scowl. He will not listen to their prayers, but he delights in our prayers. As the proverb says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The next time the National Day of Prayer comes around, you should understand that if there is to be any benefit from that day, it has to come from us. Us who have been cleansed in the blood of Jesus Christ, who have been clothed with his righteousness. For us, the barrier has been removed. Therefore, as the book of Hebrews says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And now we come boldly to the throne of grace, using the Aaronic benediction as a prayer in verse 5 of hymn 541.
Lord, bless and keep thou me as thine. Lord, make thy face upon me shine. Lord, lift thy countenance on me, and give me peace, sweet peace from thee.